Daf is Daf Mem Tes. Today's learning is sponsored by the Felder family, not our parents, children, and grandchildren, and by Shulman's Refuah Shlema for Pinchas Ben Tova. So let's take it, the last three lines of Mem Ches Mebez. The Gemara says, Ma'arvo Shalmayim. So we're talking about the continuation of the Nisach HaMayim. The Gemara is now talking about the Ma'isa of the Tzeduki. So Tanya Rabbanan Ma'isa, but Tzeduki Echad Shenisach Agabe Raglava Gurgamu Kolam Besrogim. At one time, this Tzeduki had poured the water on his feet as opposed to on the Mizbeach. And the entire people, all the nation, they started pegging him, pelting him with Esrogim. At the Osa Yom, that day, Nifgma Karen HaMizbeach, and the corner of the Mizbeach broke off. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, last two lines of Rashi, Nifkama, Karen HaMizbeach, Aidei Avanim, Shazarka, both by throwing rocks. Now the reason why Archliner explains is because Esrogim were not strong enough to break the Mizbeach, so they must have also thrown rocks as well, that's why it broke. Now the Miri says, no, they actually used Esrogim, Esrogim did break the Mizbeach, how could that be? So this Machlokas and Daf Mem Tes, what exactly were the corners of the Mizbeach made out of? According to Rashi, they were made like a big piece of rock. That can be broken by an esrog, but the sheet of Tosis is actually made of small pieces of pebbles that were kind of glued together, cemented together, which was not as durable, and that apparently the esrogim could have broken it off because it was made of small pieces of rock. That seems to be the machlokas between using a rock or an esrog that broke off the kerem. So the Mishnah, the Gemara continues to say further, Ve'viu bol shel melach, they brought a lump of salt in order of v'sasmu, to close off, to seal that broken part of the corner of the Mizbeach, lo mipnei shehuch shel avoda, not because the salt actually makes the Mizbeach fit for working on, ela mipnei shel yira Mizbeach pogum, so the Mizbeach shouldn't look broken. It was broken, but for the cover of the Mizbeach, they covered it up. Now again, even though the salt doesn't really work, but in the end of the day, it was still a way to protect the cover of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara now says in Daf Mem Tes, shekol Mizbeach she'ein lo, any Mizbeach that does not have lo kevesh, no ramp, lo keren, no corner, lo yisod, not the yisod, the little platform on the bottom of this bach, below ribu, and it wasn't an exact square, it's pasul avod, it's not good enough. And Rashi tells us, because it says the word mizbeach several times in the pasuk, and each time it says hamizbeach, it's coming to say likuva, so it says hamizbeach regarding the kevesh, the keren, the yisod, and the ribuah, and therefore all of them are ma'akev. And then comes along now Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer Af HaSoviv, even the Soviv, which was an area towards the top of the Mizbeach where you're able to go walk around the Mizbeach, that too is Ma'akev if it did not have a Soviv, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. So again, the Karen, without the Karen was Puzzle, but they just covered up to make it look for cover the Mizbeach.
So what do you have to do? You have to build an entire new...
You have to build it, fix it, replace it with the rocks. So the Gemara now says three lines down, Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Shisin Meisheshes Yimei Breishes Nivru. The shishin, which we referred to yesterday, was underneath the Mizbeach, was a little cavity that went all the way down to the depths of the earth. That shishin was created from the times of Sheshes Mei Breishes. How do we know? Shin Emar, it says in the Pasuk, Chamuke Yerechayach Kimo Chaloyim Maisa Yidei Uma. So that's the Pasuk that appears in Shiashim. So what's the drush here? So Chamuke Yerechayach is referring to the secret, the hidden areas of the inner thighs, where there was a chalal, there was a hole, there was a cavity, Ma'ase de Uman, Aman, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world, that's a reference to the Shishin. So the Gemara explains that Chamuke Yerechayach Elu HaShishin, and they're Kamo Chaloyim Shem Chulalim V'Yordan Atit Hom, and there's an empty hole all the way down to the depths of the earth. Ma'ase de Aman, Zu Ma'ase Yedei Umnasel Shem Kadosh Baruch Hu. This was the creation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu from Sheshes Yimei Breishes. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael agrees, but a different drasha. He agrees that was created from Sheish Mei Breishis, but his drasha is Breishis, Al Tikri Breishis Ela Barashis. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Shis, which is referring to the Shisin. So they both agree it was from the Sheish Mei Breishis. Tanya comes along with Yossi Omer, Shisin Michulalin Miyordin At Tehom. He agrees that the Shisin went all the way down to the deepest recesses of the world. Shinemar Tez in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, we're going to read a couple of Psukim here. Ashira na lididi, I'm singing a song to my yidid, which is Hashem, says Rashi. Shiras dodi, what's the song, the karma, a song to my vineyard. This is a song. Kerem hayal lididi, there is a kerem to my dear Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bekeren ben shima, ben shemen, which Rashi does a reference to the fattest part of the earth, which is a reference to Eretz Yisrael. V'yazkei, when they built a fence, they built a structure. Vaskileo, they removed all the various stones. Vayateu Sarek, they built a Sarek, which you'll see refers to the base of Migdash. But even Migdal, they built a tower besocha within it. Vegam Yekev Chatzibo, they also dug out a hole. So what does this mean? Vayitei Sarek meant Zeh Beis HaMikdash, that they planted, they built, they constructed a Beis HaMikdash. For even Migdal Besocha, they built a tower within Zeh Mizbeach. Gam Yekav Chitav, they also dug a hole, Bo Elu HaShishin, this is referring to the Shishin. So according to this man, the Amar, it was actually built, constructed, Bidei Adam. So the first two opinions, it was made by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shishin, but this understanding was that Bidei Adam, David HaMelech, was the one who built this Shishin. So Gemara says further now regarding the Mizbeach, Tanya. The Braisa says that Amr Belazar Bar Tzadok Lul Katan Haya Bein Kevesh LeMizbeach. There was a little lul, a little cavity, a little empty area between the ramp and the Mizbeach. The ramp didn't touch the Mizbeach directly. There was a tiny little space. It's actually Lashon Elul. It's also Lashon Elul. There's a little space, a little cavity. They explain based on the Sefer Yetzirah that Elul serves as a little delus. The way it works is to do a little bit, I guess, B'nai Saskar, just for a moment. The Shem Hashem Hashem, Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud. If you take each letter, Aleph is spelled Aleph, Lamed, Pei, and Dal is Dal, Lamed, Tav, Nun is Nun, Vav, Nun, Yud is Yud, Vav, Dal. That's a total of 12 letters. And B'nai Saskar explains, based on the Sefer Yetzirah, each of the 12 months is given a different letter. So Nisan, for example, is given Aleph, and then so on and so forth. So when it comes to Av, Tammuz Av Elul, Tammuz is Dalid, and Av is Lamed, and Elul is Tough, it's Delis, the Dalid is that. So Elul is the Delis, it's the opening, it's the Lul, it's the opening up of the opportunity for Tshuva. So either way, between the ramp and the Mizbeach, there was a little Lul, a little opening, a little cavity. It was a Lul Katan Haya Bein Kevesh LeMizbeach. B'maravol Shal Kevesh, on the western part of the ramp, that's where the Lul was found. The Achas of Shiv Mishana, once every 70 years, Pirchei Kuna, which is referring to the young little Kohanim, young boys, Yordin L'Sham, they would go down into this little lul, this little window, U'melakten Misham Yayin Karish. So over time, wine would spill there. The wine would, congeal and turn to a little bit of a wine cake of some sort. Shadomeli Gula Dvelo, some type of similar to a fig cake. And Ubarn, they would take it out, remove the stiff wine that was there. V'sorfen also b'kedusha, and they'd burn this yayin in kedusha in the base of Mikdash Shomer. Shenemar, how do you know they'd burn it b'makom kedusha? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, it says b'kodesh hoseich nesach sheichel Hashem. So the pasuk literally is talking about you're supposed to pour the nesach yayin in the makom kedush. So Gemara is about to ask, well, where do you see you have to burn it also in a makom kedush? So Gemara goes on to say again b'kodesh hoseich nesach sheichel Hashem. Going on to Amud Beis now. Kishem shenisucho v'kedusha, just like the pouring of the wine is in the Beis HaMikdash Makom Kedusha, so too kach shefaso v'kedusha, you also burn it b'makom kedusha. So Gemara asks, my Masha, where do you see anything about reference of burning here? So Gemara explains, Amaravina, osya kodesh kodesh is a gzer shava. It says kodesh shirbar nitzach hayayin, dechsiv hacha b'kodesh haseich nesech. It's written by Nosar, the Nosar gets burnt, the Seraphta is a Nosar, Ba'esh lo ye achel ki kodeshu. So just like Nosar is called Kodesh and burnt, b'makom kodesh, so too through the Gezer Shava, the leftover Nisach HaYayin that was stuck between the Lul was also burnt, b'makom kodesh. So Gemara now says four lines down here in Amud Beis. Mikeman Azla, who is the following Brisa, Hadatani, the Brisa which teaches us, Nisachim b'tchila mo'alin behen, but yardu l'shisin ein mo'alin behen. The din is, when you have the Nisach HaYayin, it's subject to the Isser Mila. But when you pour it down the Mizbeach, if you find the wine in the Shishin, somehow deep in the deep cavities underneath the Mizbeach, that's not subject to Mi'ila. So who holds this way that there's no Mi'ila once it pours and falls into the Shishin? Lema Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadoki. It must be Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. D'i Rabbanana Hanachtu Lulatom. So what's this referring to? So you have to look at Rashi to explain the suggestion here. So Rashi says, where did Rashi go? Come on, look at Rashi. Come on, Itzirich, the Misa Ein Mo'alin, says Rashi, three lines from the top here. Krabalzer Bertzadok, De Ein Yordan Tahom, Vefshe Leirad Lahaviyam. Krabalzer Bertzadok is the one who held that the wine did not go down to the Shishin. He's the one who said it got stuck in the Lul. It was right there. It stayed above ground. So it was you were able to access it. So there's only Shayach, it must be Krabalzer Bertzadok rather, because there's no Shishin to speak of it. The Shishin didn't exist according to Krabalzer Bertzadok. According to Rabbanan, it went all the way down to the Shishin, to the tome. You couldn't even access it. So this must be the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Where it says, no. Afil tema Rabbanan. Even Rabbanan could be the author of the Braisa. Even though you're right. Rabbanan said that the Yayin goes down to the Shishin. But let's say, it got stuck. How would it get stuck? So Rashi says, Rashi has an interesting shot here. I'm not sure why one would do this, but Rashi says, De'iklat, im tola kli besoch ha-shisen v'kibo. If a person decided to put a little kli inside the shisen to catch the wine, so it wouldn't fall down, that wine referring to is not subject to me'ila. Sfas Emes says, hard to say that. The Gemara doesn't mention you had a kli. No, like anything else, you have a pipe. Sometimes things get stuck in the pipe. So wine got stuck in the curve of the pipe or something. So that's not such a crazy thing to say. So somehow, even according to Rabbanon, if wine were to get stuck before going to the Shishin, that could also be, the Brice is telling us, that is not subject to Me'ila. It was still the Pasuk said. We had a drush of the Pasuk said. So Gemara says, V'ikad Amri, Leima Rabbanon, let's say this is Rabbanon. You can actually know, really this is the Rabbanon, the low Rabbazar Batzadok. Why? Because the Rabbazar Batzadok, Biktusha Sayu Kaima. Of course, according to Rabbazar Batzadok, the fact that you have to still burn it, that he's the one who says it's a din of burning it, must be it still remains, the Kedusha still remains. So of course there's still Me'ila, according to Rabbazar Batzadok. Rabbanon, who have no requirement of burning, they would be the ones to say that it's not subject to Me'ila because there's no chiv to burn it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ikadami Lema, the first narrow line down now. Hod de katani yardu l'shisin ein malin rabbanon hi v'iklet ein malin dein ben mata tzarkava. Even if it were to get caught somehow, according to Rabbanon, there's no mitzvah to burn it. If there's no mitzvah to burn it, there's no Indian of Kedusha. So di rabbazar b'tzadok, akate b'ktusha sayu kaima. It still has its Kedusha, retains its Kedusha status. The Kamri Sorfer and Elsoba Kedusha, the fact that he says you must burn this wine that was stuck in the lul in the Kodesh, Alma Kedusha Salem, Midibau Sreifa, the fact that it requires Sreifa. So the author of the Brisa must be Rabbanon, who holds that there is no Kedusha when it falls to the Shisen. And Mar says no. Afilu Tema Rabbalazar, even a Mazar, although he requires burning it by Kedusha, Ein Lechadavar Shanasa Mitzvasa Umu'alimba. We know this klal already. That we don't have anything in any type of hektish item that the mitzvah was performed and it's subject to me'ila. So when you pour the wine, the mitzvah was definitely complete. And the mitzvah is complete, there's no longer me'ila. There happens to be a separate din, unrelated to the me'ila status, that you must burn it according to Rabbi Eliezer Tzadok, and according to Rabbanon, you don't burn it, but that's a separate point of the burning. But in terms of the Kedusha status, the moment you pour the wine, no matter where you find it, in the lul, or you find it in the shishin, either way, it's not subject to me'ila because the mitzvasa was complete.
Everybody holds this way, or this is part of the machlokes?
This seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. It seems
this is everybody.
Yeah.
So therefore, there's no me'ila on anything you touch, and that's it.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says four lines down, four wide lines down. Amar Rish Lakish says, "Bizman shemenaschin yain agabim mizbeach." The moment they'd pour the wine on the mizbeach on that little drain, pokekin es hashisin, they'd actually clog up the shisin. They cover the shisin. Why? Lekai mashenemar, to fulfill the pasuk, "Bakodesh hasech nesech sheichel Hashem." What's the drush? My mashen. What does that mean? Where do you see you're supposed to clog the shisin when you pour the wine? So Amar Papa, Shecher is Lashon Shisiyah. You're supposed to drink it. Lashon Sevil, filling up. Lashon Shecher is getting drunk. So what does that mean even? So why should you have to close it up? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Pokekin es ha-shisen es ha-nekev she-berosh mizbech she-nesachem yordin bo l'shisen. You plug up the drain on top of the mizbech where you pour the wine. You put a little, some type of cork in there. Sheyira hayayin alav kigaron male v'sabe. So you pour the wine, it kind of bubbles out. There's no place for it to go. It just spills all over the place. Why would you do that? Because it looks like a guy who's getting drunk and pouring the wine. It's pouring out of his mouth. That's the impression we want. That's the idea. So then Rashi says, Sheikhas lashon shichras v'simcha v'nesicha. To be happy, to be drunk, to be excited. That's the whole idea. So Amar Papa says, Shema Amina, we can learn from here, Kisava inish chamra migronasava. When a person becomes satisfied from drinking, the satisfaction takes place from going down his throat, not from his stomach, but from his throat, from this Araya here. Because otherwise, because the case of the Mizbeach, it doesn't go down to the stomach, Kivayachal. It stops in the garo, in the throat only. That's what you see. By the way, the Malbim talks about all the different parts of the base Migdash. It's connected to a body, a person's body. So, for example, the Aron, the Kodesh Kedashim, are connected to the brain. The different parts of the Tuluchos and the Sefer Torah are connected to different sections of the brain. He explains how physically they line up with each other. So, this back reference to the stomach. So, you pour down the throat. That drain is the throat. That's the Garon, and the stomach is the Shishim. Either way, Rapapa learns from here that when a person gets full from drinking wine, it's in the throat where he gets satisfied, not from the stomach based on this klal of the Shishim. So now Amar Rava says, Tzurba Mirabanan, Talmud Chacham, doesn't have a lot of wine. He doesn't have a lot of money. So what should he do to make the best or make the most of his drinking of wine? Ligma gamua. He should take big gulps. Look at Rashi. Rashi says here, ligma gamue bilagimos gasos. He should take large gulps because that's going to make him thirsty. Read the previous Rashi first, actually. Migrona sava, from one's throat is where one is satisfied from drinking wine. Aideshia shall say you bilagimos gasos, by taking large gulps, the garon mole who must be, and the throat is full of wine, that's how one gets satisfied. Velo aideshia see a meruba, not because taking many small drinks, shemachnis harbe yain bimeav, aidelagimos dak, not by small little sips, but larger gulps. That was Rashi's understanding of this Gemara. And Rav comes on the Gemara to say, now Rav Amar, akasa de birkasa, when it comes to a kosher bracha, agmegmur, he take a big gulp of the wine, because that was most satisfying. Now the Marsha argues in Rashi, and he thinks the interpretation is completely different. And he thinks also the way the body works, human nature, is you get more satisfied from drinking many sips than from big gulps. So that's a discussion. Find out from the different scientists how that works exactly. But the Marsha has a completely different interpretation in this Gemara, that you should take many small gulps, or small sips, I should say, as opposed to large gulps. Now the Gemara says, to finish off the rest of the daf, is now just pretty much a gadata. The Gemara says, Darish Rav Darshan is the following pasuk. It says, "Ma'idich." It wasn't mean the pasuk when it says, "Ma'yafu fa'amayich b'ne'olim bas nediv." So, "Ma'yafu pamosayim." So, the beauty of the leg, pamosayim, referring to a leg, like we so it says, "Shal Yisrael b'shash she'olim l'regel." When they go to do aliyah l'regel, how beautiful this is. Bas nediv. So, who's bas nediv? So, Bitel she'Avram Avinu she'nikra Nadiv, that Avram is called the Nadiv, and the daughter of Avram is referring to us, Knesset Yisrael. So, how beautiful it is that when we go to do Alila Regel, the daughter of Avram, she'nemar Nadive Amim Ne'asafu Am Elokei Avraham, that the Nadivim, the Nadiv is a ger who was he dedicated his life to become a Yid, so they're the nation of Avram. Why are they called the nation of Avram? El ki Avram velo, el ki Yitzhak v'Yakov, el ki Avram shehaya tchila l'gem. Avram was the first ger, so all other gem are considered the children of Avram Avinu. So we see there's a connection of Li l'regel to go to climb to Har Bais to Avram. Why Avram, though, of all them? Because Avram was also the first one to climb the mountain. Har Moriah, he was the first one to see it before Yitzhak and Yaakov, says the Marsha. So that's why there's a strong connection of Li l'regel to that of Avram Avinu. The Gemara then says, further, Tana, the Bay of Anan, Maidich, what does the pasuk mean? The same pasuk that it said at the end, Chamuke Yerechayich, that the inner thighs of a person, what's that a reference to? So, yeah, on Amun Aleph, he says, referring to the Shisim. Now the Gemara says, Lama Nimshal Divrei Torah, Kiyarech, that Torah is compared to Chalaim. How so? Lama Lacha, to tell me, Ma Yared, Yarech, Baseis, just like the thigh is in a hidden area, Av Divrei Torah, Baseis, so too, the Torah should be learned in the Seisa. Now, where do you see a reference to Torah here? So the end of the pasuk said, it says, Chamukei Yerechayach Kimo Chalayim, Ma'aseh Yidei Amon. Ma'aseh Yidei Amon is a reference to the Luchos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned, that he made on his own. So what's the connection of Luchos to Yerechayach? It said, just like that the thighs are in a hidden place, so to Torah should be learned in a place of person's Betzinah. He should be doing it not in the public eye, he should be doing it Betzeser. The Hainu Dabar Rabbalah, that's what Rabbalah would say. What a pasuk in Micha tell us that Higid Lacha Adam Ma Tova, because Baruch Hu is going to tell man what's good. Ma Hashem Dorish Mimcha, what he seeks out from you. Ki Imasos Mishpat, only asks that you do Mishpat, Vavas Chesed and Love Chesed, Vatsnea Lechas Imel Kechan, to walk secretly with the Kadosh Baruch Hu Vitsneas. So what is the drash of each of these phrases? Asos Mishpat Zed Din. Some may say it's referring to Din Torah, others say it's referring to do a Din Danakaf Schus of a person, or a Bain Amn Chavero. Vavas Chesed Zug Gmias Chasadim. To walk secretly, quietly with Hashem, zuhotzos hameis, when it comes to a levaya, the achnasas kala chuppah, to escort a kala to a chuppah, these are things that one should do b'tzina, even though by nature these are public events, both the levaya and achnasas kala, halo dvarim kal v'chomer, ma dvarim misha darken lasosim b'farhesya, those matters which are by nature meant to be in public, amr Torah hatzeilecha, still you should carry yourself with tznius. So certainly, dvarim shadarkin lasos mitzina, that which is meant to be done b'sikr, b'seis, such as giving tzedakah, for example, alachas kama kama, how much more so should a person be careful to do it b'tznius. So we see there's an idea of doing everything b'tznius, even that which is b'farhesia, should be done b'tznius. So to Torah should be learned b'tznius. So Amar Rebbe Lazar, gadol ha'oset tzedakah yoser ko'at me'kar karbanos. So great tzedakah, it's greater than all of the karbanos. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Asat tzedakah u'mishpat nivchar l'Hashem mizavach. That doing tzedakah and mishpat is more chosen and more liked, more appreciated, or more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a zavach, than a carbon itself. But Amar Rabbi Elazar gadol gemias chasadim yosir minat tzedakah chesed is greater than tzedakah. Shenem artez in the pasuk ziru lachem l'tzedakah. V'kitzu l'fi chesed. So planting is compared to tzedakah, and reaping is compared to chesed. So ktsira is more beneficial than planting. Planting, you get nothing. Ktsira is when you get the food. So ktsira is compared to chesed. That tells you the chesed is greater than that tzedakah, as the Gemara explains. Im adam zareya, the person plants his seeds, safek ochel, safek eino ochel. He plants now. He doesn't know what's going to be in 6 months. Will he have a food that was produced or not? It's still unclear. But adam kodes, if a person takes the wheat, he collects the barley, then vade ochel is certainly going to eat. So chesed is compared to kodes, which is greater than zareya, as the tzedakah is compared only to zareya. A person's reward for performing tzedakah corresponds to the chesed, the tircha that he puts and infuses into doing the tzedakah. Shenemar ziru lachem l'tzedakah v'kitzu l'fi chesed. So according to the chesed, how it's done, when you do tzedakah, there's different ways to do tzedakah. So the more chesed, the more sensitivity, the more effort and energy put into the tzedakah, that's how one's going to be kotzer the schar from this particular mitzvah. So Tanya Rabban, the Braisa says further, b'shlosh dvarim gedola mikimus chasadim yosim in tzedakah. There are three ways in which chesed is greater than that of tzedakah. One is tzedakah b'mamona, with chasadim only b'im b'gufo, b'im b'mamona. Tzedakah one only does with money. It's limited. Money is the only way to perform tzedakah. But chesed, you could do it with money, or you could do it with yourself. You could do it with yourself. You could be maspid someone. A person could do a levaya. You could be a machnis kala l'chupa. Many ways to do it with one's own body. So k'milus chesed is greater than that in one way. Then tzedakah is la'anim. You only give tzedakah to an ani. One cannot fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah to give to an usher. You can do chesed to an usher as well. And the third way chesed is greater than tzedakah, in that tzedakah is only l'chaim. You can only give tzedakah money to those who are alive. Gemias chasadim is bein l'chaim, bein l'meisim. One could perform chesed even to one who already died, such as burying the mace. That's a chesed. And in those three ways, chesed is greater than that tzedakah. But Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol ha'osa tzedakah mishpat. Anyone who performs tzedakah, one who performs mishpat, ki'ilu mile kol ha'olam kula chesed. It's as if he filled the entire world with chesed. Shenem artez in the pasuk, oiv tzedakah u'mishpat, chesed Hashem mala ha'aretz. He who loves tzedakah, he who loves mishpat, fills the world with Hashem's chesed. Shema tomar kol ha'bal likpot kofes. One might think, anybody wants to do tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide him the opportunity to give tzedakah to the right person. The Gemara tells in Baba Kama that you only get tzedakah if your tzedakah goes to those who are worthy of it. But if a guy comes and tricks you, pretends to be an ani, and he's not really an ani, you don't get the mitzvah of tzedakah. So people get tricked all the time. So how do we know? So one might think that, no, anyone who opens his hand and you give it to him, you're going to get the mitzvah of tzedakah. Not true. Tama Lomar, Ma yoker chazdech elokim, that chesed is yoker, it's precious. Precious is that which is rare and unique. So it's not that every person. You have to do the proper research to make sure your tzedakah is going to the right address. So yachal af yirshamayim came. One might think that a yirshamayim has the same predicament, that he too, a yirshamayim, he'll only be zocha to give tzedakah to that person if and only he does the proper research. So then Tam Lomar says in the pasuk that no, the chesed Hashem me'olam vad olam al yireav. Those who have your shemaim, don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu will ensure that your tzedakah will go to the right address. But those who do not have the utmost of your shemaim, they must be concerned that their ani is really an ani in order to fulfill ma'yakar chazdecha elokim. Gemara now says further, Amar Rabbi Chama bar Papa, kol adam sheyesh alav chen, he whoever has chen, chen hard to define in English, but chen, some type of chen to him, it's a Hebrew word, v'yaduashu yirshmaim, yirshmaim is leads to one's chen that he carries, that he carries rather on his face, shenemar, chesed Hashem me'olam ad olama, al yirav, that Hashem, the chesed of Hashem, it bestows upon a person a certain chesed, a certain chen, when those who have yirshmaim. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, my dechsev was a pasuk when it says in Mishlei, that he opens his mouth in Chachma, there's going to be Taras Chesed on his tongue. So what's Taras Chesed? V'chiyesh Taras Shechesed, v'yesh Taras She'ena Shechesed, Taras Taras, what's the Taras Shechesed? It's Ella, Taras Lishma, Zuhi Taras Shechesed. When a person learns Lishma, that Torah will lead to Chesed. He's going to be Zocha to have Chen and Chesed on his face. But one who learns Shelo Lishma will not be Zocha Zuhi Torah She'eno Shechesed. He's not going to have the Chesed and Chen be upon him. And then finally, we'll stop with this. Ikadami, others say, Torah Lulam, the one who learns Torah in order to teach it, Zui Torah Shechesed. There's an Indian of Chesed. Rav Moshe writes, and Moshe says, just like there's a mitzvah of Maisik Ksaf, and one must give 10% of his money towards Aniyim, there's also a concept of a Maiser of one's time, to dedicate 10% of one's time to teaching. That's Torah Shechesed. So learning to teach is also Torah Shechesed. But Shalola Lamda, one learns it not in order not to teach it, just to keep it to himself, Zui Torah Sheinu Shechesed. That's not Torah Shechesed. So we'll stop here. I'm not going to recap. It's a hard daf to recap. But Mitzvah Hashem will pick up tomorrow.